Hi, my name is Elaine Zwotkowski with the Ryerson Review of Journalism. This is my interview with Ula Wojnarowicz, host of Polish language Hamilton Radio BIS. Wojnarowicz is a journalist and sometime contributor to Gazeta Gazeta and an avid reader of Polish newspapers. At the moment, out of all the Polish language periodicals being published, that is, out of publications that are published from time to time, weeklies, monthlies that are no longer published, Gazeta has remained on the market as perhaps the one with the best content and the most edgy, reaching the reader, at least is reaching me for sure. In addition, it has a thorough selection of materials in a condensed form. That is, there's information from all over the world, which is very important for us here, because we do not always receive information from Europe, let's say in TV news, not to mention the fact that not everyone gets the Toronto Star. I happen to, so I have the news from there as well, but not everyone avails himself of English language newspapers. In this context, as far as the Polish community is concerned, in my opinion, it is the best because it contains everything a newspaper should have, which is a thorough selection in a condensed form from around the world, from Poland, what is happening on the Canadian market and in our diaspora, and of course, what is most important from here. It is significant that Gazeta Gazeta facilitates dialogue between Poles and Jews, as there is a history of anti-Semitism in the Polish community. In the late 1960s, Polish communist leader Władysław Gomułka incited an anti-Semitic campaign where thousands of Jews were forced to flee Poland. Now, on to the future. This is where paper meets portal. In April 2010, polonium.gazetagazeta.com made its debut. The site features news about Poland in English. The intention is to reach second and third generations, a goal that has thus far been far out of grasp for ethnic media in Canada. So, can it succeed? Zobaczymy.